Morning Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Kim. And I am a mom of a beautiful little five-year-old girl. I am wife to a pretty much born and raised Fort McMurrayite who loves the city very much. And I am imported from Ontario 10 years ago last month.
Oh.
Yeah, although I had been to Fort McMurray many times prior to that. Mm-hmm. I've been here 10 years and... My background is essentially adventure, travel. I have three degrees, was a parliamentary advisor, and now I run our family business or work in our family business here in Fort McMurray and have done so for the last 10 years. So.
Poof, that's a mouthful. You're busy.
Yeah,
all right. The one thing that I pulled out of there was adventures because I love adventures. So, like, where have you been? Like, what's your definition of an adventure?
Oh, well, that would take more than 20 minutes. But adventuring would include, like, just lots of travel, but also, honestly, moving across the country mm-hmm. from Ontario to a brand new city, mm-hmm. Which, you know, my husband and my mother-in-law just made me love this city and this community, and so I fell in love with it really quickly. The rivers, the natural environment, the people is mm-hmm. just amazing. And so that was a great adventure.
Yeah.
Having my daughter was a great adventure. And so now we're embarking on a new adventure in our business as well, which is we're proposing to open a new event center and a wedding and event center, a small boutique wedding event center right on the river, like 30 feet from the river. We have 120 acres on this beautiful property that, like, it's just the most beautiful view of the S Bend of the Clearwater River that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And we fell in love with it. We were going to build it as our home because we lost our home in the fire mm-hmm. in 2016. So that was another adventure.
No doubt.
Elliot.
Yeah.
And then we started rebuilding right on the side of the Clearwater in mm-hmm. Draper. This was in 2020. We started our rebuild of it was a home, and then we kind of were refurbishing this home.
Yeah.
And we had just finished the first level with, like, all the trim, you know, the baseboards. It was looking great.
Yeah.
2 days later, flooded 6 feet. Right.
No.
Yeah. So.
You have a very positive outlook on what an adventure is.
No doubt, right?
Like, that's what a great outlook on life.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of have to. I guess you have a choice of how you view your things that happen in your life, right?
Right.
So we've learned a lot from those instances. But, well, it was an adventure, really.
Yeah.
So then we're sitting there, you know, we thought about a few things, what we were going to do after that all happened, and mm-hmm. like, how amazing would it be if we could contribute to this community that we love and that, you know, my husband's family have loved for so long.
Mm-hmm.
What if we can give back? What if we can contribute? So,
yeah.
So that's what we came up with. And so that's our newest adventure.
Cool. And it's a cool spot.
It's a very, like, cool spot.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Right. It's beautiful. It's just so peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're 1 kilometer away from mm-hmm. our nearest neighbors.
Yeah.
And so I think that and we also have a little dock there that's removable. And so amazing for launching kayaks or canoes or even floaties, right? Like it's a 1.5 hour float down to the boat launch closer to town.
Oh, nice.
And so then you could just like
do your
float on the weekend.
I remember
doing
the floats when I was in my 20s. They were sweet.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah, we used to tie alcohol, beer, and keep it floating behind you. And so you just float and enjoy, and it would keep like your drinks cool.
I gotta
tell
you a funny story. So
we
like to jet boat, right? And so we were up the Clearwater, probably an hour ride up, honestly, just sitting on a sandbank, having a lunch barbecue, and all of a sudden we hear this music, and this guy comes and he's like literally in an inner tube and tied to it was a piece of styrofoam, and on the piece of styrofoam was a ghetto blaster
that's what you call it, a ghetto blaster,
boombox
stereo, whatever we like,
whatever stereo.
So you're saying you're stereotyping?
That's not a good joke. And he was just floating down with his music, with his tunes. It was so awesome.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. Yeah, like growing up here, you just drive like just a little past where you guys are at.
And
you just get like a dinghy or whatever. You just get a bunch of friends and you just float down. Somebody can bring like the ghetto blaster, boombox, whatever we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know, takes a few hours dependent on like where you drop off, but.
And those were formative memories, right?
Oh,
in your childhood and growing up. And we want to bring that back and create more opportunities like that for kids, for families, for, you know, just people. And even imagine, like, honestly, we have, I think the stat is average 700 couples in Fort McMurray get married, right? Can you imagine, like, your family and friends? It's just, you know, a small boutique center right on the river where you can celebrate this day.
Yeah.
You know, there are opportunities or places in Fort McMurray to host weddings, of course. And we just, this place is unique.
Yeah,
like,
it's cool.
As you might remember, right?
Oh, no, it's...
We're just, yeah. So we're just in the... We're doing preliminary engagement. So we've got a couple engagement sessions coming up.
Okay.
When are they? Legion on next Thursday.
Which is?
The Royal Canadian Legion in Waterways.
Next Thursday, because I don't know when.
Oh, March 21st.
We're filming this on a Friday, but I don't know when this is going out. We'll get it out before that, though.
Okay.
So
March 21st at the Legion.
Okay. What time?
4 to 8.
Okay.
Then we have a Zoom meeting. Which will be on our website on March 27th from 6 to 7 p.m. And then we're going to have an awesome barbecue engagement at the property.
Oh, really?
Big, giant, bouncy, or actually inflatable obstacle course.
Yeah.
And just bring your families, friends, ask your questions, give us your ideas, let us know what you think kind of thing. And that's going to be on Saturday, April 6th.
Okay.
From 1 to 5.
Cool, I need to put that in my calendar.
Yeah, you should come.
It's like I was there last summer. There was it when Chief Raymond was out there?
Yeah.
And beautiful spot. And like the deck, and I was able to like get a quick tour. And what blew my mind is the road going down to Draper. Because like I remember that thing not being what it is now.
Yeah.
They put a lot of work into that road.
They have, it's beautiful.
It's a road now.
It's actually a road.
That's right. Wow. That's right. That's exactly it.
And we're working on another, driveway that will be paved and all that.
Yeah.
So we have,
Well, you got to start off with every project. Like, you can only do so many things at a time.
Yeah.
You know, one thing.
We also need buy-in from people, right? So we want to hear what people think.
Yeah.
So
anybody can come out and check this out that day?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Oof, make that drive. Because the one thing about it is, like, although I'm born and raised local, you only go where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like...
Yeah, I've talked to so many people that, like, where's Draper again?
That's right.
Well, you pass it every time you leave town.
That's exactly it. Yeah, you forget about it. And a few months back, somebody invited me to... what are they called? The horse trails. They're up like between Timberley and Dickensfield. No. Where the horses are, like.
I thought the horses were by the airport.
Yeah.
No, there's more horses if you're like driving up Thickwood Boulevard, and like you pass Dickensfield.
Yeah.
Going into Timberley.
Yeah.
There's a set of lights there.
And on the left.
on the left-hand side, if you like go that way,
okay,
there's a bunch of people that have horses out there.
Oh.
Like a lot of horses. Oh, it's okay. Cool. And supposedly like the land out there, like you have to own a horse to actually be able to like purchase land.
Oh.
It's really cool. Hmm. But once again,
nobody knows.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah.
And say Draper is one of those hidden gems as well. Like when you drive down it, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the houses down there, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Beautiful and huge. Like, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, because in my head, like the two areas that stick out in my head for like really nice houses to go look at are in Timberley,
mm-hmm.
Burns,
mm-hmm.
like some of those bees.
Yeah.
And then you have like that Westwood area. Like,
yeah.
Westwood Drive.
Yeah. Like,
and
I won't shout out any of my friends who live there, but like, you guys have nice houses.
And Sapre.
Yeah. And Sapre.
Yeah.
Like, Draper, I feel, is slept on.
Draper also has some pretty beautiful places.
Yeah.
And we're trying to, we also, I don't know if, when you were there, I don't think you saw the finished product, but
no.
We have like four rental suites or bridal suites or whatever they're going to be used for. Mm. And then a common area for all of them. And it's we're wanting to make it like a five-star treat so people cool. could go there for a staycation. And they've all got, each room has like two-person steam shower and two-person tubs and has fireplaces and king size beds, and it's just really I think if I were a Fort McMurray couple, I would want to stay there, so that's what we're trying to oh, I don't know what that alarm is.
Oh, that's all right,
pick up my daughter from school, but it's no school day, so
winning. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful spot. And like even something like that, if you were to rent it out for like a wedding, you could like have the top floor for, you know,
that's the idea. That was totally the idea.
He's tapping his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all-natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
And we are back. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one person in Fort McMurray that inspires you?
One person in Fort McMurray that inspires me. Oh, wow. There are a lot of inspirational people. Who do I choose? Okay. I'm going to choose Pastor Beverly Fawcett. She is a huge inspiration to me because she just works tirelessly to help everybody. And it's just like she barely even sleeps because she's always reaching out to people and helping people and praying for people and, you know, gathering people together and trying to create a beautiful city. So, she's a woman in ministry, which is also kind of, you know, has its challenges, I would think. Mm-hmm. But she leads a team at McMurray Gospel Assembly Church who all just absolutely adore her. So, like, her leadership skills are amazing. One of my greatest inspirations in town.
There you go.
Question number two. What is one...
Again... lots of adventures I still hope to take. So that is on the top of my list. I really always wanted to do a river cruise down the Danube River. It is an adventure I'd love to take my daughter. My husband and I absolutely love traveling. We've traveled a lot. Still those travel skills and the idea of adventure to our daughter, and I'd love to start her on a big river trip down in Europe.
Start that addiction.
Yep.
Yeah. I have that same addiction. So yeah.
Problem.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Nope.
Question number three. What has been your favorite part of being a Fort McMurray import?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Truthfully, I would like to say the rivers here and the natural environment are just second to none. They're super beautiful. But matching that is actually seeing how people come together. Like, I know it's not always. There's sometimes, especially on social media, you know, I try to stay out of it. But you see people, whatever, arguing or whatnot. But I think for the most part, Fort McMurray people mostly come from other places and just band together and stick together and support each other. And I love that.
Question number 4. What is your favorite food when you're lined up at a buffet?
I don't do buffets because I don't eat much, but if I were to be at a buffet, my favorite food would be, what would I go for first? I want to say sushi, but not at a buffet.
Right.
I'm gluten intolerant and dairy free, so my go-to would be anything with avocado in it.
Nice. And your final question. What is your favorite business to support in Fort McMurray?
Oh, man. That is a hard one.
Tanner's a jerk sometimes.
Yeah, you are a jerk.
You don't have to pick one if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Favorite business to support. I would say the church businesses, but also an amazing business in town is KP Squared daycare, which person who made those 24-hour, 7-day-a-week daycares happen is Kyla Penner. She just won a Women of Inspiration Award. Definitely give a shout out to her. My daughter goes to her daycare, and it's just an amazing place. So I support them.
Those have been your 5 questions.
There you go. Yeah, she has been on the show once before, and
twice.
Yeah, maybe. I filmed a few things with her. She's cool. She's like, she's super inspirational. She's like, she goes hard in the paint too.
She's an amazing, amazing person. Has much more stamina for all the stuff than I do.
Yeah. So when it comes to traveling, like, that's something my parents instilled in me, which I love. Like, I love traveling.
Yeah.
And from a young age, like, my parents, every summer we were somewhere.
Yeah.
How did that start with you?
Same idea. My parents were big travelers. We would do sort of smaller trips within Ontario every year. And then every 4 years, we would take a big trip. So the first one was to Florida, of course. Got to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And then we took a big trip to Australia, where we have some family.
Okay.
And then we took a big trip to Italy.
Yeah.
Because I'm a first-generation Canadian. My parents are both from Italy. So
where apart?
Northern Italy, so just north of Venice, about 45 minutes north of Venice.
Do you speak Italian?
Sadly, I do not. I did very well in university Italian when I took it.
Okay.
But I can sort of understand, but my parents were pretty young, and they just wanted to fit in and speak English when they got here. So they didn't really speak, like, teach us.
Right.
Unfortunately, but that's all right.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's like, I'm first generation myself. And so your parents want to keep some of their culture. There's no doubt about that. My parents did anyways. Mm-hmm. But on the same hand, like you said, it's just like, no, we're in a new country. Like, be Canadian. Like, go. Like,
yeah.
My mom was like, you are going to learn how to ski. You're going to learn how to skate. You're going to learn how to curl. Like, get outside.
Exactly.
Like, figure it out. My dad, on the other hand, he's like, I ain't moving out in that cold. To this day, he's just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
But, like, I love it.
Yeah. We still have our traditions that we do, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Like, at Easter time, you line up eggs against the baseboard and you throw quarters at them. I don't know. It's an Italian thing. Or coins, you know.
Yeah.
Try to make them stick in. If it sticks in, you get to eat the egg.
Nice.
Yeah. So, they like to travel. They took us traveling with them. And then after that, I got my first degree was in economics. And then I decided I had a degree and I wanted a life degree because I was very academic.
Okay.
So I felt like I learned a lot. So now I want to learn a bit about life, and I planned a 5-month trip for myself.
Okay.
My graduation present was travel points. And I did so much research. This was before the internet. Aging myself. But this is 1998, so there was no, like, internet or cell phones or anything like that.
Right.
So So I planned a 5-month trip for myself through Southeast Asia, ending in Australia, and I was gone 17 months. So.
Wow. Yeah.
So I did a lot. I just loved it. The only reason I came back was because of the hype about Y2K, because like the world was gonna end.
Right.
Like, I better be with my family. Yeah. If the world's gonna end. But anyway, yeah. So just very, very blessed to be here, because this is another great place to travel to, right?
Yeah. Very cool. I feel bad for all the people at home, because he just tapped his watch. Man, I knew it. Because anyways, we're out of time. And I feel bad for them, because I'm going to ask you tons of questions after we're done filming, and they're just not going to hear it. But before we cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
RiversEdgeEvents.ca. Go there, fill out our survey. Please come to our engagement sessions. March 21st at the Legion, 4 to 8. March 27th online. You can check out the Zoom link on our website. It'll be 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Zoom. And then April 6th at 7880 Draper Road, or you can also Google Rivers Edge Events. We're just really wanting to get input from the community so that we can possibly go forward with our applications to bring this amazing space, including 2,000 square foot outdoor deck overlooking the river for your wedding, to the community. Thank you so much for having me.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.